We're on the Mishnah and the Aleph from an Aleph. Misha lo ro simchas beis ha-shoeva, lo ro simcha miyama. The person didn't see simchas beis ha-shoeva, there's a special simcha, there were other simchas in the year. Tu ba'av, Yom Kippur, but this was a simcha that was miyucha to the beis ha-mikdash that made it greater. The motza yanta farishin shal chag, yordu le'ezer sanashim, masakna shom tikun godl. The first night of Chol HaMoed, they would go down to Ezer Sanashim and make a tikun godl. Gemara discussed what it was. They made a balcony for the women. Menorah shel zov hoyusham. There were the big menorahs of gold. The arba safolim shel zov b'roshem. Each one had four big bowls for oil to light the torches. And the svarim say that the four were connected, the menorahs were connected the schus haTorah, and the four were connected par pshat remesh drush and sod. The arba sulamos lekol echad ve'echad. And each one had four ladders, one for each bowl. The arba yolodim mipirchei kohuna b'yadeim kadim shol mev yeshem lug, shehein matil nechol safo v'safo. And young kohanim would go up, climb the ladders, and fill the bowls with 120 lug of oil. And 120 is either connected the days that it took for Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai 120 days, or the 120 years that the Rabban Shalom had Rachmanis on the world before he brought the Mabul, or the 120 years that Moshe Rabbeinu lived, who was Marbitz Torah. Mivloi michnesei kohanim em yonehen, mehem hayu maskiim, ubehen hayu madlikim. They used the worn-out pants and gartels of the kohanim to make wicks. And the chora, why didn't they use the shirts and the other digday kohuna? So some say these are the ones that wore out faster. Others say that they used a shirt for the wicks for the menorah. So these were used for these wicks. And others say that specifically these two things, since this was a time that men and women could mix together, and that's why they had to make this takana, making the balcony, so the pants are mechaber on Gili Arayis, and the gartel is mechaber on Hirur Halei. Both of those things were necessary. That's why they use these two begodim. And even though they're big day kahuna, but Leiv Beisdin was masna that they should be able to use them, since it was a tzas tzorech for the Beis HaMikdash to light these torches. V'lo ha'yachotzer b'Yerushalayim she'ena mi'ira mi'or Beis HaShoeva. The light was so great, there wasn't a chotzer in Yerushalayim that wasn't lit up from these torches. Chasidim v'anshei ma'isto ho'yu marakdim b'fnehem. Not everybody danced, and they shouldn't come to Kalas Rosh, but the chasidim v'anshei ma'isto would dance in front of either the people, or dance in front of the menorahs so they could see. Ba'avukos shel or b'shibideim, they would have torches in their hands. Ba'omer l'fneim divrei shiros v'sishbachos, and they would say in front of the people divrei shiros v'sishbachos. Ba'alaviim b'kinoros u'v'nevolim mitzvosayim v'chatzotzos v'klei shir b'lo mishbor, and the Leviim played musical instruments. And here they didn't stand on the duchen near the Mizbeach, but they stood on the 15 steps that went from Ezras Noshim to Ezras Yisrael. That's connected the 15 Shir HaMalos that David HaMelech said in Tehillim, and the kesher with Nisuch HaMayim was that when David HaMelech dug the shisim, according to that sheet, that he was the one who dug them. So the tahom had to be brought up. The mayim ha-tachtonim had to be brought up, and he brought them up at the 15 shir ha-malos. Shaleim levim omdim b'klei shir v'omrim shira. V'omdu shnei kohanim b'shar ho-elyon. Two kohanim stood by the shar ho-elyon, by the gate that led outside the Azora, shiorid mez Yisrael ez esnoshim. Ushnei chatzotzos b'yadeyim, they had two trumpets in their hands. Korah gever, when the rooster crowed, which was at Alos HaShachar. Toku v'ariyo v'toku, they would blow tkia trua tkia. And then higiyo l'mala asiris, toku v'ariyo v'toku, when they got to the 10th step, they would, what's it called, blow again. Higiyo l'azora toku v'ariyo v'toku. Higiyo l'karka hazora toku v'ariyo v'toku. They blew what's it called, tkiya, as they left the Azara to go fill up the water. And the reason the tenth step was because the tenth Shira Malos speaks about what's it called, the fact that the Rabban Shem, what's the pasuk? Pasuk is here somewhere. Yeah, the tenth Shira Malo says Yavoshu v'yasugu achar. So it says a remes to the waters of the Tahom. Okay. Hayutokin v'holkim at shemagim l'shar hayotzim mizrach. They would blow shofar till they got to the shar of the Harabayis that went out to the east. When they got to that shar, hofu p'nei mizrach l'mar, they would turn around towards the west. Our forefathers who were in this place, who were over there by the Zora, would turn their face towards the sun, toward the east, with their backs towards the Heichel. V'anu either l'ka einenu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ha'yushonim v'yomrim, anu l'ka einenu, l'ka einenu, that's one way of reading it. Another way is that they said it in Aramaic. V'anu lei einenu, and anu lei v'lei einenu, not ka. Two different opinions, what exactly, how to read these words. We are no way to say anu l'ka, v'einenu l'ka, and it's a shem Hashem. Okay. See Rashi. Yordim le'ezris nashim, kohanim leviyim, yordim le'ezris Israel, shehi gavoa le'ezris nashim, shalamate mena b'shipu ahar. The Ezra Snoshim was lower, the Ezra Israel was higher on the incline of the mountain. Masak Nisham Tikkun Gadol, the first Gemara. What this Tikkun Gadol was, the Gemara will explain. The Arba Safolim Shalzob Roshayim, Barosh Kol Menorah Menorah. The top of each menorah were four bowls of oil. Yelodim Bachurim, young Kohanim, Yedem Kadi Shemen, they had, pitchers of oil. Va'olim Kolecha B'Sulam, everyone would go up his ladder to help fill up the bowls. They made the wicks for these torches out of the Kohanim's worn-out pants and gartels. The menorahs were 50 amas high. The Harabayis Gavoa, and the Harabayis itself was much higher than the city. The Ha'or is Arachas Bechol Ha'ir, and therefore the light shone through the entire city. The Kosom is Rachi Shula Sof Ezra Snoshim Hayanomu, and the eastern wall of the Harabayis was low for the Poraduma. Kiramim Seder Yoma, the menorahs on Lamalimeno, so the menorahs towered over the whole city and lit up the whole city. Babuko Shal Or, Zorkin osam klapi mala, they would throw them, juggle them, nekablim osam. The Yeshu Bikim lasos came by arba vukos obishmona, like the Gemara will say, they knew how to juggle four or eight at a time, Zorik zuma kabal zu, Zorik zuma kabal zu. Divrei tushbachos and shvarish b'gemara, what tushbachos they said. Teslas malos, orech hamala barocha v'azora, the length of the step was the full length of the azora, the full width of the azora. The width of the step was a half an amah, and it went up a half an amah. So the Seder Yom. Because normally the Levium would stand on the Duchen, which was near the Mizbeach. And here they stood on these 15 miles between Ezra Snoshim and Ezra Israel. Aval Duchen l'shira korban etzel Mizbeach hoyim. Taku v'aril zesimen leilech l'malo samayim l'nisuch min ha-shiluach. So Tosa says, if they started the Nisuch HaMayim at Alos HaShachar, then by sunrise the water is going to become possible. So he said, no, what happened is, by the time they filled it up and they got back to coming into the Azara, it already was sunrise. And since when they filled it up, it was outside the Azara, it didn't become possible, until they entered the Azara, it didn't become Kaddish. And when they entered the Azara, already it was sunrise, so it didn't become possible either. Higil Azor Lakarka Ezras Nashim, when they got into the Ezras Nashim, Taku Vairi of Taku, Varashashan the Yolit Bechot Kias Pshutal Fanel, Pshutal Acharel, right? Every trua needs a tkia before and a tkia after, u trua beemtza. By utokim vahokim, the elu sholosh achronos, marichin, the last three kolos, they were marich till they got to shara yotzi mezris noshim laharabayis, from the shar that left the ezris noshim to the harabayis, v'shipulo lemizrach, v'asharahu mechuven keneged shar mezris yisrael ezris noshim. That shar in the harabayis was opposite the shar that went from ezris yisrael to ezris noshim. The yardim imayir v'mizrach, they went out from west to east. When you came into the Beis HaMikdash, you went east to west. They're a chalia. Hafchu pneim, so they would turn their face back to the west, l'marav, l'tzad ha'azorah sa'echal, lomar dover zeh. They would face towards the Mikdash on their way out, instead of their back to the Mikdash, they would face towards the Mikdash, and they would say, Avol Seinu v'Yis Rishon, our forefathers in the first Beis HaMikdash, are you kofrim? They were over the Avol Zorah, v'lo yu pneim l'bayis, l'achareim l'echal. What was the purpose of mentioning the Averis of the previous generations? One is that there shouldn't be a kitrug. If you admit your chatoyim, then the din is much less with you. The sultan doesn't bother you. So they admitted the chatoyim of their forefathers. Another pshat is it was to be marba the simcha, maschilim bignus, masaimim b'shevach. So remember what used to be, and now, Baruch Hashem, if things are better, it adds to the to the Simcha, and it was a kapara for their forefathers also. Such a opportune time, they were misvada, the chatoim of previous generations, to bring a kapara for them. Avol Seinu v'Yis Rishon, okay? Sholin also, Kofin also. He said it twice. In Meforish, Onu leka uleka einenu. Said it twice. Or, Onu lei v'lei einenu. Tana Rabbanan. Misha l'ra simchas beis ha-shoeva, l'ra simcha miyomav. Whoever didn't see simchas, they never saw real simcha. Someone who didn't see Yerushalayim in its glory when the Beis HaMikdash was around never saw a beautiful city. Which Beis HaMikdash are we talking about? This Tana never saw the first Beis HaMikdash, so he can't be talking about that. He's not talking about the second Beis HaMikdash the way it was originally built, because it wasn't as nice as the first one. But when Hordas refurbished it, it was that was what we was talking about. Omer Abaye, the same Rav Chista, Zubinyan Hordes. The Mai Banye, why did he build it? It looked so nice. Omer Rabba, Ba'avne Shesha Umirmara, right? He built it with marble, different kinds of marble. Ika Diamri, Ba'avne Shesha Kuchla Umirmara. He made it with blue marble. Apik Shafa Va'ayl Shafa. And it went in and out, the facade. In order that the plaster should hold well, wasn't smooth, it was, what's it called, jagged. He wanted to overlay it with gold. Leave it. Looks nicer this way. It looks like waves of the sea, and the sea is like the rakia, and the rakia is like the kisei akavod. So it's nice that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash are a remnant of the kisei akavod. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishal Oroa, Dilufostone, Shalach Alexandria, Shomitzrayim, Loroa Bichvodan Shi Israel. Whoever didn't see the shul in Alexandria, which we'll see Rashi says why it's called Dilufostone, never saw the covet of Kal Israel. What was in the Alexandria? Omru Kamin Basilki Gedola Haisa, it was a tremendous palace, a big shul. Steve Lifni Mistiv, where it was a colonnade, inside another colonnade, Shahayu ba kiflaim kiyotzei Mitzrayim, and there was 1,200,000 people in the shul. Shahayu ba ayin aleph katedra shel zav, and there were 71 little cubicles of gold. Keneged ayin aleph zakenim, right? Keneged the ayin aleph zakenim of the Sanhedria gedola. There's 71 connected to Sanhedrin. Ayin Ayla Tzkenim. Kolachas v'achas ein apchusom v'esrim v'echad kikrei zohav. And none of them was less than 21 kikrim of zohav. U'bima shal eitz b'mtziyosa. In the middle of the shul was this big bima of wood. The chazan ha'knesses omed aleha. And the chazan would stand by this bima. V'asudrim b'yodhi ha'flags. Kiven shigil anos amein. Nobody could hear the what's it called, the chazan. So the people in the back surely couldn't hear us. Too many people. So he would wave the flags, halom meinit b'sudar, whenever they reach the end of a bracha, so they could answer amen, v'cholom onim amen. So Tosu says, that's an amen yisoma. If you don't know which bracha you're answering amen to, you can't answer amen. You have to hear the bracha. So Tosu, that's the only way you want to be yotze the bracha. But we're talking over here, the brachas, not that the chazan was motzi them in the brachas. Stam, brachas of the tefillah, whatever, where the chazan wasn't motzi them. And other Rishonim say that if as long as you know which bracha they're answering to, then you can, what's it called, answer amen, even if you didn't hear it. So here, because of the flags, they kept a count of which bracha of Shemon Esrei it was, and they knew which bracha they were answering. And therefore, the Amen Yisoma, L'chumra, it has to either a bracha that you're being yotze, even if you know what the bracha is, you have to hear the ending of the bracha to answer Amen. Otherwise, you can't answer Amen. It's an Amen Yisoma. And a bracha that you're not being yotze with, if you know which bracha it is, then you can answer Amen. If you just hear people answering Amen, you have no idea what bracha they're answering to, then you can't answer Amen, even to that kind of bracha. It's an Amen Yisoma. They didn't sit mixed. It doesn't mean over here men and women. It means the men didn't sit mixed according to their professions. Elazahavim, b'fnei atzmam, the goldsmiths sat in one place. The kasop, b'fnei atzmam, the silversmiths in another place. The napachim, the blacksmiths, b'fnei atzmam, the tarsiim, b'fnei atzmam. The tarsiim were what? Charshei nechoshes, people who made copper. And gardiim is people who wove, weavers, b'fnei atzmam. When a person came there, so he knew where his where to sit, you know, which what was his profession. And that way they had guilds, so each person took care of their profession. So a guy came, and on he came, and they were able to find him work. Omer Abaye, the Kulu Katlinu, Alexander smoked, and all of them were killed by Alexander the Great. My Tami Anshu, why were they punished? Mishum the Avriya Haikra, Lososif and Loshu Baderach Hazeod, because they lived in Mitzrayim, which is awesome. First of all, what did they think? The line said, not everybody holds as an Isser to live in Mitzrayim. Some hold that it's only if you go back the way that we left Mitzrayim, is it awesome. Stam to live there is not awesome. Others hold if you only live there temporarily, it's okay. If you go back for Schora, to only to be koveya yourself there. Others hold that it's only when Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, you couldn't go from Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim. But in Gaulis, you could go to any land, even Mitzrayim. Others say that it's only before Sanhoriv mixed up all the nations, and the original Egyptians were in Egypt. But now it's not Egyptians in Egypt, and therefore there's no Isser. So in any case, the Gemara here obviously holds that those reasons, except for the one that only temporarily, they live there permanently. And the reason it was such a serious Avera, because you're over the Avera every second. Every second you're there, you're over the Avera. Another time, so it makes it the accumulation of all these Averas makes it a very serious Avera. The Inu Hodr Asu, the Inu Hodr also, they Lamaisa went back. When what's it called? When Alexander the Great came to Alexandria, which named on him after he destroyed them. So they were reading Sefer Torah, and he heard them reading Yisro Hashem Alecha Goy Mirachok. Right, HaKadosh Baruch will bring a foreign nation on you, Sheyideh Kinesher, who will come like an eagle. So Alexander the Great said, I had intended this trip to come here to take me 10 days. The winds, like, what's it called, made my boat fly here in 5 days, like a nesher. So obviously it's referring to me. Took the hint that he's supposed to be God's messenger to destroy the community in Alexandria. Okay. Rashi, Maihi, Ezu min abinyonim shal Shlomo, o shal Nechemya ben Chachloi, o shal Hordes, Shesosru beno. Which of the three Beis HaMikdash are we referring to? First one it can't be because the Tana didn't see it. the first, second Beis HaMikdash originally wasn't so great. And Hordas refurbished it, that's what it's talking to. Sheisha, Shayish, Tavua, Lo Lavan, Velo Shachar. It's marble that was dyed, not white or black, Elekein Yorok, but more like green. Ubalaz, Bish. Umirmara, Shayich Lavan, and mixed in with white marble. Kuchla, Sheisha, Tavua, Kekochel. And it also was blue, green, and white. Atik Shafa, Shura, Shalavonim, Nichnasa, Vishura, Yotze. So it was made staggered. So it would hold the plaster good. Dimersi kadusa liyam, and he wanted to put gold over, and they told him, don't, it looks like this way, it looks like the sea. It looks like waves. Kigali ayam. Shavonim mishunli v'mareyam zumizu. V'ainayim ha-mistaklos v'hen shotito. Since the colors were different, and the stones, some were indented, and some were out, so it made your eyes, it was an optical illusion, it looked like it was moving. The Niros Kilu Gala Yam Him Nodim Vinoim. It looked like it was mamish moving. Diulufo stone, Loshin Yavonis. This is Greek. Diu Ishnaim, right? Duo. Plu Loshin Sorim. Kimo Metropolin, right? Place where the metropolis is the place where the Choshava people live. Ukimo Diufolin Miromi, the tiny. Stone, Loshin Steve. Shnei Steven. So do you flow stone meant there was a place of Choshuva people that was made of the two colonnades, Steve Kofel, the Yeshiva Sorim Shalexandria. The important people of Alexandria sat on these platforms in a circle, I guess, one inside the other. Shaholchu Sham Yochanan ben Korach, Vesorei Achayloyon, these were the Choshuva people that after the Achra Churban Bayis Rishon, Bimei Yirmiyon, Nisyashvu Sham. They went to live in Alexandria. The Afalpi Sha'olashom Nebuchadnezzar Vehechrevis Mitzrayim, Venergum Yisrael Sha'olchusham, even though Nebuchadnezzar came and was Machrev Mitzrayim and killed the Jews that were there, Kamoshin Esnabe Aleim Yirmiya, Olu B'neim Sham Ligdula Veosher, their children of the people who were killed by Nebuchadnezzar, Lamaisa, were very successful there, at Shechrim Alexandris, and they were successful till Alexander the Great killed them. Basilki Palterin Gvoim Nikroin Basilico. A basilica. Basilica is a big palace. High palace. Kenegachim Vechad Zakenim, Shaosulem Sanhedrin. They had their own Sanhedrin there. Like the Sanhedrin. Kikre Zov Garcina, not Ribu Kikre Zov. Bima Kain Alamembra Shalom. Like our Bima. Right? Alamembra really is a raised Bima, which is circled around like they have in, Choshev Shuls. They have, a raised bima inside that little, like a little binyan. Chazan HaKnesses, Shamash HaTzibur. Chazan is not the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan is the Shamash. Lanos Amen, Shoy Shliach Shlifnei HaTeva, Gomer Bruchasa, when the Shliach Tzibur would finish the bracha, V'hein Lo HaYuchon Kul Nishma Kolo. Not everybody could hear him. Zahavim kasafim, tsurfei zov, tsurfei kesef. Goldsmiths and silversmiths. Napochim, cherche barzel. Napochim were blacksmiths. Tarsiim, chorshe nechoshes, coppersmiths. Gardiim is weavers. V'nifn l'shom v'nisker lohem l'mlachtam. And on he would go and find work amongst the profession that he knew. Hahu gavra havi, olav nemer mikrozeh, gzeres melech hilach riva. Alexander the Great understood that the Rabban Shalom wanted him to destroy Alexandria. The Dolly Zika, Gava HaRuach, right? The wind made his journey in half the time, from 10 days to 5 days.